Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the new M5 MacBook Air, and as the title suggests, it's far more than just a speed bump. Apple seems to be strategically repositioning this popular laptop within their ecosystem.
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in the buzz around a new processor, but understanding the why behind Apple's decisions is crucial. The M5 chip signals a deliberate evolution, hinting at a new era for the Air where demanding tasks become more accessible.
Exactly. Apple is meticulously carving out performance tiers, and this iteration of the MacBook Air is a prime example. They're redefining user expectations, pushing the Air beyond its traditional role into a more versatile computing space. It's about strategic refinement to ensure each product has a distinct purpose.
It really is. We're seeing a tangible move to elevate its capabilities, and it's fascinating to explore how this fits into their sophisticated silicon roadmap. Let's break down what makes this M5 MacBook Air a pivotal moment.
Let's start with the heart of the matter, the M5 chip itself. This isn't just a numerical upgrade, it's a clear statement on Apple's silicon strategy. They've configured it with 4 high-performance cores, which they're marketing as super cores, working alongside 6 efficiency cores.
And that super core designation, while a marketing evolution, really signifies a tangible advancement. It suggests a chip engineered for more substantial workloads, tasks that previously would have pushed users towards a MacBook Pro. Think about graphic designers or video editors who don't need the full Pro but still require robust performance.
That's precisely the gap Apple seems to be aiming to bridge with the M5. It offers a level of capability that, in the past, would have necessitated a significant price jump. This chip is designed not just for quick bursts but for more sustained, demanding activities, truly elevating the mainstream MacBook Air experience.
Moving on to graphics, Apple is offering 2 variants of the M5, one with 8 GPU cores and another with the full 10 cores, for an extra $100. This is a particularly interesting strategic choice, isn't it?
It is. For the average user doing web browsing or document work, that $100 difference might not be noticeable. But for graphic designers, light video editors, or even casual gamers, that extra graphical horsepower could translate into a much smoother, more responsive experience.
And this tiered GPU offering is smart. It allows Apple to cater to a slightly broader spectrum of users within the Air's target demographic. It provides a clear upgrade path without pushing everyone into the more expensive Pro line, maintaining the Air's identity as an accessible yet powerful option.
Plus, we can't overlook the integration of the new N1 Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip. While it might seem minor, reliable wireless performance and swift connectivity are foundational for seamless ecosystem integration these days.
That's right. It ensures the new Airs aren't just faster internally but also more connected externally. It offers a more robust and stable experience when interacting with other Apple devices and networks, which is increasingly important.
Now, let's talk about storage, because this is a change that impacts almost every user directly. Apple has doubled the base storage on the new MacBook Air models, jumping from 256GB to a much more accommodating 512GB.
This is a huge deal for the entry-level MacBook Air. For years, 256GB felt like a compromise, forcing users to constantly manage files, rely on cloud storage, or invest in external drives. That often added hidden costs and complexity.
And what's even more compelling is Apple's claim that this new storage is up to twice as fast as the previous generation. While benchmarks are one thing, the real-world impact of faster storage is incredibly noticeable in daily operations.
Absolutely. Launching apps, opening large project files, transferring data, these actions become significantly snappier. This enhanced responsiveness complements the M5 chip perfectly, making the entire system feel more fluid and capable.
It creates a cohesive experience where performance isn't just about the processor, it's about how quickly you can access and manage your data. This storage upgrade isn't just about more space, it's about making that space rapidly accessible.
Let's pivot to pricing, because this is where things get really interesting, a bit of a paradox. The M5 MacBook Air, with that new 512GB baseline, starts at $1,099 for the 13-inch model. That's a $100 increase from the previous $999.
On the surface, it looks like a straightforward price hike. But when you dig deeper, Apple is strategically reallocating value. Consider the previous generation, the M4 MacBook Air with 512GB storage would have cost you $1,199.
Exactly. So, for users who would have immediately upgraded to 512GB anyway, the new M5 MacBook Air is effectively $100 cheaper for the same storage capacity and a more powerful chip. That's a significant value enhancement for that segment.
Apple is clearly targeting the value-conscious upgrade customer. For them, this new pricing is a net positive. They're getting more for less than they would have paid previously for a similar configuration.
And the psychological impact of starting at 512GB is massive. It shifts the user's initial perception from "I'll need to upgrade storage soon" to "this is ready to go right now." That immediate usability is a powerful selling point.
It reduces friction and enhances customer satisfaction from the moment they unbox it. This pricing strategy is a masterclass in perceived value, making the enhanced baseline feel standard.
This deliberate increase in the Air's entry price and its elevated baseline specs create an interesting strategic space within Apple's lineup. By pushing the Air's entry point to $1,099 with 512GB, Apple is making room at the lower end of its laptop offerings.
This strongly suggests a strategic preparation for introducing a more budget-friendly MacBook. The Air has moved upmarket over the years, and this leaves a gap that a new, more affordable model could fill.
What might that cheaper MacBook look like? Perhaps it could be powered by an older, but still capable, chip like the M3, offering a familiar architecture at a lower cost. Or maybe a new chip configuration specifically for that segment.
Such a machine would be a significant play for markets where price is a primary consideration, like education or emerging economies. Apple has historically done well there but has been priced out for many potential customers.
And considering the new MacBook Pros with M5 Pro and M5 Max chips, Apple has a clear hierarchy. This new MacBook Air pricing strategy seems to enable them to re-enter the lower-cost laptop segment without diluting the premium perception of the Air itself.
It's a calculated move to capture a wider range of consumers, from performance seekers to those looking for an accessible entry into the Apple ecosystem. This strategy broadens their appeal significantly.
Now, let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. The M5 MacBook Air announcement isn't happening in a vacuum. It's part of a much larger wave of strategic product refreshes from Apple.
Absolutely. We've seen the iPhone 17e, updated iPad Airs with M4 and more RAM, the new M5 Pro and Max MacBook Pros, and updated studio displays. This flurry of activity points to a cohesive vision.
Apple is framing this as a special experience event, suggesting these aren't just incremental updates but integral pieces of a larger strategy. The M5 chip acts as a unifying element across these diverse product categories.
It showcases Apple's unwavering commitment to its silicon innovation. They're leveraging in-house processors to drive performance and efficiency across their entire device range, creating a consistent, high-performance experience.
The way these M-series chips flow across different devices really highlights their integrated approach to hardware and software. It's all about crafting a seamless user experience where every component is optimized to work in harmony.
And anticipating the impact on consumer purchasing cycles is key. Apple is clearly aiming to refresh its entire portfolio in a coordinated manner, potentially driving significant sales across multiple categories simultaneously. It's a well-orchestrated release.
The long-term implications of this continuous silicon innovation are profound. Apple isn't just competing with other laptop makers. They're setting a benchmark for performance and efficiency that the entire industry has to strive to meet.
This recent wave of announcements signals Apple's commitment to maintaining market leadership through continuous, strategic evolution. The M5 MacBook Air, with its enhanced capabilities and adjusted pricing, is a key piece in this meticulously crafted ecosystem.
It's designed to reinforce its premium positioning and strategically pave the way for new market entries, solidifying Apple's enduring dominance. Let's dive into the summary table now to break down the key factors, strengths, and challenges.
All right, looking at the M5 chip architecture, a key strength is the refined performance tiering with supercores and efficiency cores. This allows the Air to handle more demanding, sustained workloads, expanding its utility significantly.
The challenge here, though, is clear communication. Apple needs to ensure users understand where the Air fits within the M series lineup, between the M4 and the iPad Air and the M5 Pro/Max and the MacBook Pro, to avoid confusion about performance ceilings.
Moving to GPU options and pricing, the strength is the flexible upgrade path. Offering the 8-core and 10-core options with a $100 premium caters to specific graphical needs without forcing users into the much pricier Pro models.
However, the challenge is justifying that $100 price difference for the GPU upgrade. Apple must clearly articulate the tangible benefits of the 10-core GPU to ensure it doesn't become a barrier for budget-conscious users who might be on the fence.
Now, base storage, 512GB, is a massive strength for user experience. Doubling it addresses a long-standing pain point, offering immediate usability and reducing the immediate need for storage upgrades or cloud reliance.
The challenge lies in Apple's upgrade path. While 512GB is great, higher storage options are often tied to the 10-core GPU version. This might feel restrictive for users who want more storage but not necessarily enhanced graphics, potentially increasing costs.
Let's talk about the pricing strategy, $100 increase. The strength is the effective price reduction for users who previously upgraded to 512GB. They get more storage and a better chip for less than before, framing it as an upgrade.
The challenge, of course, is the direct $100 price increase at the entry level. This will be a hurdle for price-sensitive customers like students or those with very basic needs, potentially alienating those who saw the Air as a more affordable entry point.
Finally, ecosystem integration and future products. A key strength is the coordinated refresh strategy, reinforcing Apple's silicon-first approach and positioning the Air as a refined mid-range product. It all works together.
The opportunity here is significant. The upward shift of the Air creates space for a new, more budget-friendly MacBook. The challenge will be designing and pricing this new entry-level device effectively so it captures market share without cannibalizing the Air's appeal or diluting the premium MacBook brand.
So, to wrap things up, the M5 MacBook Air isn't just an iterative update, it's a strategic masterstroke by Apple. By elevating base storage to 512GB and integrating the more capable M5 chip, they've fundamentally redefined the value proposition of their mainstream laptop.
It addresses user pain points like insufficient storage and introduces a new level of performance that blurs the lines with higher-end models. And as we discussed, the pricing strategy, while appearing to increase, actually offers significant value enhancement for many users.
This repositioning is a calculated play within Apple's broader ecosystem. The adjusted entry price and enhanced baseline strategically carve out space for a potential new, more affordable MacBook, allowing Apple to cater to a wider range of consumers.
It's a testament to Apple's ability to evolve its products not just in raw power, but in how they strategically fit into the company's larger narrative. The coordinated refresh across iPhones, iPads, and Macs underscores this unified vision driven by their silicon innovation.
The M5 MacBook Air stands as a pivotal piece in this grand strategy, reinforcing Apple's market leadership. It's all about continuous refinement, intelligent segmentation, and delivering enhanced user value. A truly calculated step forward.
Absolutely. It demonstrates Apple's foresight in managing its product portfolio and anticipating future market needs. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. That wraps up our discussion on the M5 MacBook Air. Join us next time on Bagu Media, Tech Talk, for more insights into the ever-evolving tech landscape.